Allah. Allah is Satan, the one who saves terrors. The God of Islam is not the God of Jews and Christians, though Allah means the God. It is a biblical fact that Satan tried to displace God in heaven. Satan was cast out of heaven, Isaiah 14, and is now the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2. Furthermore, Satan is the spirit of Antichrist. Muhammad rejected Jesus as the Messiah. The Quran makes it clear that hence Islam is Antichrist. When you consider the hatred that undergirds the Muslim attitude toward Christians and Jews, it is blatantly obvious that the God of Islam is none other than Satan. The following gives background to the origins of Islam as a rejection, twisting of biblical truth. If there is an explicit biblical explanation for this animosity, it goes all the way back to Abraham. The Jews are descendants of Abraham's son Isaac. The Arabs are descendants of Abraham's son Ishmael, with Ishmael being the son of a slave woman, Genesis 16:1 through 16, and Isaac being the promised son who would inherit the blessings of Abraham, Genesis 21:1 through 3. Obviously, there would be some animosity between the two sons. As a result of Ishmael's mocking Isaac, Genesis 21:9, Sarah talked Abraham into sending Hagar and Ishmael away, Genesis 21:11 through 21. Likely, this caused even more contempt in Ishmael's heart toward Isaac. An angel prophesied to Hagar that Ishmael would live in hostility toward all his brothers, Genesis 16:11 through 12. The religion of Islam, to which a majority of Arabs are adherents, has made this hostility more profound. The Quran contains somewhat contradictory instructions for Muslims regarding Jews. At one point, it instructs Muslims to treat Jews as brothers, and at another point, commands Muslims to attack Jews who refuse to convert to Islam. The Quran also introduces a conflict as to which son of Abraham was truly the son of promise. The Hebrew scriptures say it was Isaac. The Quran says it was Ishmael. The Quran teaches that it was Ishmael whom Abraham almost sacrificed to the Lord, not Isaac, in contradiction to Genesis chapter 22. This debate over who was the son of promise contributes to the hostility today. And this came from gotquestions.org.